Good morning. Obedient wanker, that's what Mark Zuckerberg is to me. So I think it's a technical term, actually. So he was talking to Joe Rogan, and I'm sure he had this idea. And I just talk, I explain myself, and people will understand that I'm a cool guy, I'm a rebel, I'm one of you guys. It didn't happen. Not to me, at least. My idea about Zuckerberg got even worse after this interview. So he's talking about what happened on Instagram and Facebook. And it's good, of course, that he is telling the story, right? But there is no responsibility whatsoever. He doesn't take any responsibility. He's a victim, right? He just blames the Biden administration. You know, the most pathetic part of the interview was when he talked about the fact checkers on Facebook. I mean, it happened on his platform, right? But now he says this. You know, the fact checkers. One of the main reasons I left Facebook. It was so stupid, right? I couldn't stand it. So he says this about the fact checkers. It's like something out of the book 1984. Yeah, it is. And it happened on your platform, didn't it? And now he's talking about 1984. Like a cool guy. He wants to be with us, you see. But it happened. You were actually part of the book, Mark Zuckerberg. You were one of the characters in the book. You were working for Big Brother. And now he says 1984. Pathetic. He said this, the administration, the Biden administration, pushed us really hard to remove information from people that were reporting vaccine side effects. Well, it's good that he's telling the story. But what about informing the people about it? It happened on your platforms. You did it, right? Mark Zuckerberg. Why didn't you tell people about it? No? But he didn't, did he? He says, they pushed us to remove things that was true. Right. But you did it, didn't you? It's pathetic, isn't it? I think so. What do you think? You think we should forgive him now? And have him join us now? The cool gang, right? Now, I think that if Kamala Harris was the president now, the next president, he would do the same. He wouldn't be making this, doing this interview, would he? I don't think so. I'm sure of it. He wouldn't. But now, when Trump is the president, he wants to be with us now, you know. He made a big mistake at the very end of the interview. He talked about the vaccine. He said their goal of getting everybody vaccinated was a good goal. Well, there you go. So, yeah, I don't like this guy, Mark Zuckerberg, at all. I also want to mention this. Canadian Convoy 2.0 on the 25th of January at the Ottawa Parliament Hill. On the hill, I suppose. I really like this. I'll post a link to it. So it's the truckers again, I suppose. No, I like it because, you know, I want to see the reaction from the establishment. I want to see how the government reacts to this. Well, so the idea is to get an election in Canada now. You know, that's the protest. So I want to see the reaction from Trudeau and all these guys. And also Poilievre, actually. Will he support this? What will he say about it? You know? Yeah. This is great. Organizing a new Canadian convoy. Fantastic. I love these people who did it the last time. It was brilliant. It was very, very important for everybody that it happened, because it opened so many eyes as to what they can do, the establishment, people like Trudeau, what can they do? You see, what are they willing to do to stop people from protesting? That was great, what you did back then. So this is Convoy 2.0. I think it's like 3 or 4 days. Ottawa, Parliament Hill, 25th of January. That's the first day, right? If I was living pretty close, I would go, absolutely. I would like to be there, you know. It's legendary what happened in Canada. All right. Be good.